A court decision has reaffirmed National Park Service authority to regulate state-owned rivers flowing through federal lands. As KUAC's Dan Vross reports, the ruling is in a case that spurred public outcry about Park Service law enforcement.
The ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beislein denies Central resident Jim Wild's appeal of misdemeanor convictions stemming from a scuffle with National Park Service rangers in September 2010. Wild was pulled over for a boat safety check while motoring up the Yukon River inside Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve. His appeal challenged the National Park Service's authority to do so on a state-owned river. Judge Beislein maintains the agency has authority inside parks. A ruling NPS spokesman John Quintley says affirms what the agency has long contended.
That we can enforce park regulations on navigable waters like the Yukon River within National Park Service units. And the decision outlines the logic behind that.
The logic is somewhat convoluted, according to Jim Wild's attorney, Bill Satterberg of Fairbanks.
It's kind of humorous to see that the case seems to turn solely on the word solely.
Satterberg's referring to Judge Beislein's reference to a section of the 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, that created many Alaska parks and preserves like Yukon Charley. ANILCA Section 103 says state lands are not subject to regulations applicable solely to federal lands. Judge Beislein said that means there may be other regulations that apply to all lands, including state rivers, an interpretation Satterberg questions.
I don't think there's any statute that will apply solely to a particular location, and it's a circuitous logic which I find somewhat humorous, although somewhat disappointing.
Satterberg says no decision has been made on another appeal. The state of Alaska participated in the case on Wild's side and also sided with Anchorage moose hunter John Sturgeon, who failed in a similar challenge of Park Service authority on rivers. Both cases have stirred Alaskans who see the Park Service as overreaching or heavy-handed. The agency's Quinley maintains it's a balancing act to protect park resources.
We'll continue to look at ways to meet that mandate that Congress gave us in ways that are least impactful for the users of national parks.
Judge Beislein's decision in the Wild case ends by saying concerns about the practicability of the law would be best addressed with legislative changes. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.